32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.
Welcome to this edition of 32GI Sports Nutrition with myself, David Katz, Mr. Active, and Mark Wolf. We continue our build up to the Comrades Marathon, Sunday a week. People will be racing from Pietermaritzburg to Durban. 2016, of course, is a down run. Mark, taper becomes very important for any runners, and when you look at endurance events, probably even more so. With a week to go, what should people be starting to look at?
Well, I think there's a few key elements that we really need to look at when it comes to tapering. And obviously, tapering starts a couple of weeks before Comrades, obviously from a training point of view. And I think there's four key elements which athletes need to take into consideration. The first is immune system strength. The second is weight management. We're talking about muscle recovery and obviously race fuel preparation. Looking at the immune system, I think one of the biggest fears any athlete has got is actually getting closer to race day and falling ill. And I succumbed to that in the 2014 downrun. I had to pull out. I was actually put onto antibiotics about 6 days before the event, and I had to pull out due to that. So that's one of the worst things that can happen. And you know, after especially preparing for so long. So one of the things that you do need to focus on to keep your immunity up is definitely proper rest, proper sleep, but over and above that, eating healthy, nutrient-dense foods, rich in minerals, rich in vitamins, cutting down the sugars and cutting down the stimulants and really trying to get all the good nutrition into the body in order to be able to make sure that your immune system is strong. Over and above that, I mentioned weight management. The last thing you want to do is arrive at race day heavier than what you've been training at. We mentioned in the previous podcast, running a few thousand steps or even more than a few thousand steps, thousands and thousands of steps over a period of a day at a heavier weight is absolutely going to destroy you, because the thing is that your body is not used to that, and carrying a heavier weight is not where you want to be. So, I mean, you're putting a risk of cramping there, injury, and really having a very sluggish and nasty day out. So one of the biggest problems that athletes face is when they come out of heavy bouts of volume training is that they tend to start carry on actually eating the same as they were when they're training quite heavily. And you need to actually lower your calorie intake. You need to, I believe, in eating for the way you're training, and you need to actually drop. So you need to drop down your calorie intake and make sure that you're eating according to the kind of actual training that you're doing. It's more functional eating. Don't overdo it and keep it very well balanced so that you don't gain any weight leading up to the event. Tapering is also always about muscle recovery and making sure that you get to the event strong. Make sure that you are taking in the right amount of protein to support your system. Generally, for an endurance athlete, we've mentioned in our protein podcast, we'd look at around a 1.4 gram to 1.7 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight. It would be worth while spreading that out through the day, so getting the right amount of protein into your system. And then also from a nutrition point of view, make sure that you actually just do some minor tweaking and testing on your race nutrition, just to check that it's all in check. I mean, tapering is not about cutting out training completely. You're still going to have a little bit of intensity thrown in there. You're still going to be doing some running. And one of the things you should be doing is just making sure that in the back of your mind, your nutrition strategy for the day is pretty down packed. That week before the event is so critical, because you can make or break it depending on what you do. The rule of thumb for me is, number one, zero alcohol consumption. Cut the alcohol out completely. There is absolutely no need to drink, not even a glass of wine or beer. If you want, save it for after the event. Alcohol does dehydrate you, whether you like it or not. And taking it in 72 to 48 hours before an event can impede your ability to perform on the day. Really not a necessity and should be avoided. Reduce or cut out sugar intake. Again, there's no need to consume sugars. Let your energy system be fueling itself quite naturally with its own energy stores and not actually stimulating the body too much. reduce the amount of stimulants that you're taking in, and that's in the form of caffeine, obviously, or guarana, or whatever other stimulants you possibly could be taking. I would avoid eating out as much as possible as well. I don't trust restaurant food, and eating out the week before an event, you never know what it could lead to, and the last thing you want is a stomach bug or some sort of an issue when you get closer to that event. So really just try and keep it very well balanced. Try and stick to, I would say, a nice portion of vegetables and fruit through the day. Obviously, that's for the carbohydrate eaters. For the low-carb eaters, again, you can take in some nutrient-dense vegetables which are low in carbs and manage to get those into the system, again, to keep the immune system up. And really just make sure that you hydrate properly each day. Try and consume, I would say, anywhere from 30 to 40 milliliters per kilogram of body weight. So if you're around 60 kilos, you're looking at around 2 to 2.5 liters of water per day leading up to the event. And I think if you stick to this, you'll get to race day in pretty decent shape, hopefully healthy, hopefully feeling fit and strong and ready to take on the big C.
Now, Mark, I wanted to ask you about fiber. We did that podcast recently with James Knama and Jody Swallow, and that was one of the things that they both said. 3 days at least before they start to cut out fiber completely. Yes, they're competing at the top end of their sport, but does this benefit every athlete?
I think it's a very interesting question. James and Jody have experimented significantly with their nutrition over the years, and they know what works for them and what doesn't, and most athletes should be doing that. Even an amateur athlete should be doing that. I do tend to agree in reducing fiber the week before the event, without a doubt. I mean, taking down the amount of fiber that you're taking, there's no need to take in a large amount of fiber. And I agree around the 24 to 48-hour mark before the event, also cutting the fiber as much as possible. The reason being is that, first of all, it's, as Jody mentioned in a podcast, it really is got no benefit whatsoever. Fiber is like eating plastic in a way. It goes in one end and goes out the other. So there's no real nutrient benefit from it, except that it does aid digestion. But there is absolutely no need to take in a large amount of fiber before the event. It should be reduced significantly. In the case of James and Jody, they reduce it totally because for them it's their professions and they need to make sure that they get ultimately to race day in tip-top condition to be able to perform. I have worked with some athletes that are very, very sensitive to fiber, even to the extent that certain vegetables cannot be consumed within 24 to 48 hours of an event, because one in particular during running has a severe stomach burn or severe stomach ache from fiber consumed within a 48-hour period before exercise. So it really depends on the person. Again, practice during training what you're going to do during racing. See what works for you. If you're not sure about the fiber aspect, definitely try reducing it, try cutting it. See if it does work for you, if it does play a benefit. If it doesn't hamper you, there's no issue. But it is something worth looking at. I mentioned also reduction of dairy or if you're lactose intolerant, which a lot of people actually are, is don't take the chance that you consume an excessive amount of dairy before the event and it impacts your digestive system significantly. That on race day, again, you've got a lot of discomfort and are not able to get through in a comfortable form. So I think you need to look at all these aspects. When we eat food, it sends messages to us. Either our bodies will like it or our bodies won't like it. We need to listen to the messages. When our bodies don't like it, listen to that message, eliminate it. If the body likes it, keep it. And it's as simple as that.
Now, we looked a couple of weeks ago at pre-race and race day. If you want to see or listen to that podcast, I will put the link up into the show notes. So go see what to do when it does come to day before. Very critical morning of, and of course, race day. I'll be down at Comrades Marathon myself working with Old Mutual Live Digital Radio. Mark, I know you attend a lot of the expos as well. Will you be on the 32GI stand? Can people come and ask questions in the build-up at the expo?
I'll definitely be there. I'm at Comrades, and I will also be en route feeding the guys on the day. I am there to ask questions if you do need me. I'm often running around, though, but you'll generally find me at the 32GI stand at Comrades.
Well, that won't be hard to miss. Always a fantastic stand, as it was at the Old Mutual Two Oceans Marathon. So we hope to see you down there at Comrades Marathon. Very exciting if you are running specifically. And thanks for joining us on this edition of 32GI Sports Nutrition.
32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.